Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Christians don't believe the Bible because of archaeology. We believe it because it proves to be God's Word to our hearts and lives. But it's good to remember what Dr. Nelson Gluck said, quote, "It may be stated categorically that no archaeological discovery has ever controverted a biblical reference. Scores of archaeological findings have been made which confirm in clear outline or exact detail historical statements in the Bible. And, by the same token, proper evaluation of biblical descriptions has often led to amazing discoveries," end quote. Gluck, an American rabbi and archaeologist, knows what he's talking about. His pioneering work resulted in the discovery of 1,500 ancient biblical sites. But the man who uncovered many secrets about Babel was George Smith, a poor Englishman with little formal education. He took his lunch breaks in the British Museum and became a master translator of ancient cuneiform. He's most famous for translating the Epic of Gilgamesh, recounting the story of the flood. Smith was eventually funded to excavate in the area of Babel, and there he discovered an ancient tablet that includes the following, quote, "Babylon corruptly to sin went, and small and great were mingled on the mound. Their work all day they builded, but to their stronghold in the night, entirely an end God made. In his anger also, his secret counsel he poured forth. He set his face to scatter. He gave command to make strange their speech. Their progress he impeded," end quote. Amazing, isn't it? This is the Babylonians' own account of the event. People who reject the Bible because they say it can't be trusted haven't done their homework. You not only can take the Bible seriously, you should. It's the only real light in the darkness.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.